Amy, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing good. What are you guys up to this week?
We are actually, I'm driving with my husband and daughter right now up to St. Ignace, and we're going to be recording the show from St. Ignace this week to celebrate their car show that's happening this weekend in town.
That is one of the biggest car shows in all the Midwest, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I get the feeling of. I have not attended it yet, so I'm really excited to go up there and see what's going on, because the cars are already starting to arrive today, and then they'll be there all weekend. It is, I believe, the largest open car show, because you can bring in cars from any make and model in any year.
Wow. I think one of the reasons people like that car show is because they get to go over the Mackinac Bridge. I mean, that's a big thrill,
right?
Isn't it?
It is a big thrill. That is kind of a big part of it, and they have a couple different cruises that you can either participate in if you have a classic car, or you can just watch. They have one tonight that's happening. They call it the St. Ignace Cruise Night, and then on Friday, tomorrow, they have one called Down Memory Lane Parade, and then they have a special guest who's a hot rod restorer, Murray Pfaff, and he'll be doing some different signings and appearances and stuff throughout the weekend as well.
Oh, very cool. St. Ignace is kind of a cool little town, too. I mean, I think a lot of people only know it because of the Mackinac Bridge, and, you know, maybe they'll cross over, you know, on their way to the UP or just for the sake of crossing the bridge. But there's a lot of cool things going on there in St. Ignace, aren't there?
Yeah, it's got a really nice little downtown. It's very charming and cute. There's a great place to eat. One of our top Mexican restaurants, Jose's Cantina, is right downtown. And it's a great spot. It's very, when you walk in, it's all of these crazy bright colors. And Chef Roberto there is cooking up some incredible food. In fact, his fish tacos, I think, are the best in the state of Michigan, because he gets fish right off the dock every morning.
So
it's so fresh, you can't even believe it. And his food is really top-notch and surprising when you think you're in St. Ignace after you taste the food at Jose's Cantina.
That's very cool. Good to know. Well, we'll be listing this Saturday for stuff on the car show and everything St. Ignace on Behind the Mitten. Amy, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Paul. Have
Take
a great
care.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.